I know that you don't really keep up with, I know that you're into TikTok, but you don't keep up with like TikTok culture. And there's a lot of like terminology and conversations and things that go on in the world of TikTok that people, conversations we have with each other, you know, and a lot of women have conversations with each other about stuff, and it's stuff that you may have never heard of. So there is a concept called pretty privilege. And it's really been in the news a lot lately. It's like one of those last bastions of, I keep saying last, but there's always a new wokeness. There's always somebody new who's coming forward and being like, you know, hey, I've been ignored. Hey, my group has been ignored. Hey, we're mistreated. And I know this might sound a little entitled and weird, but this is really a thing. Pretty privilege is women who are exceptionally beautiful or prettier. And you know, and here's a weird thing. It's not like supermodels versus the rest of us. People could be good looking in a community or in their environment or the prettiest of their friends or, you know, whatever, the prettiest girl in school. And women that are considered attractive in an environment like that are treated differently. And it's not always positive. It's not the stuff like, you know, oh, well, they get more attention and they get more, you know, whatever, they do better and they get hired more or they get more jobs or more this and more. No, it's the opposite. It's the fact that a lot of these women, because they're pretty, people assume, well, they must be dumb, or they only, because they like to dress up and look good because they happen to be pretty, they're only interested in what the opposite sex or same sex, depending on your sexuality, thinks about them. Like, I'm only getting dressed up for men rather than for myself, you know, and it's all of these cliches. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, wah. But yeah, wah, because pretty girls have to deal with a lot of stuff. I've seen it. I've never, you know, I guess every girl has been like, you know, looking good and treated a certain way at some point in her life. But I've had friends. I have two friends in particular. One of them was actually a model. She worked as a model. She walked the runways in Paris, kind of stuff. But then she came back and she was like a normal 18-year-old hanging out with us. And I saw that she was treated differently in a negative way. People would just automatically call her a slut because
And women
boys,
wouldn't like her.
right? Women wouldn't like her because boys would find her attractive. And like, that's not her fault. You know, she's just standing there. She's very nice. She was like one of my sweetest friends. Like I said, I had two friends that were that level of gorgeous. Like when you saw them, you're like, how do they walk around so beautiful? Like, are they airbrushed? How does somebody actually look like that? But they are treated differently. And sometimes it's a very stereotypical, oh, you must fill in the blank. People assume that they're vapid or vain, or one of my really beautiful friends decided that she wanted to be a neuroscientist. Everybody was like, oh, that's so cute. You want to do something smart people do. It's like, she's not dumb because she's pretty.
Yeah, Elle Woods,
So,
you go to Harvard, Elle Woods. You become
right.
somebody.
Exactly. The Elle Woods of the world. Yeah, exactly. So people already have a negative view of people that are beautiful. They have a positive view, but they also have a negative view. Just the way they have a negative view if they see somebody who's like a person of size or, you know, somebody who's not attractive. Like, you automatically have a stereotype that you attach to somebody just based on their appearance. And whether you realize it or not, beautiful girls, you think their lives are easy. And some of them are. Some of them have very easy lives and things are great. Like, I look at Gigi Hadid, I'm like, that girl's life is awesome, except for right now, what's going on with
Except
her
for
partner
the
and her
whole
mother.
divorce thing.
Except for the whole like,
single
yeah,
mom divorce
suing her
thing.
partner, single mom thing. Yeah. But prior to that, her life looked pretty good. There's a girl who's on TikTok, this girl Ariana, that some people are taking her side and some people are really giving her shit. Like, they're just dragging her. But that's kind of her point. So I wanted to introduce her to you because, listen, I've never been that level of beautiful. Like, I've been, you know, I was cuter when I was younger, but I've never ever had pretty privilege, trust me. But I do have friends that have, and I've seen it play out, and I've seen the stereotypes, and it makes me sad. So I'm on her side. I want you to hear what she has to say.
So there's a topic that I really want to talk about, and I want to talk about it often, but I have a hard time doing it because I know that I'm going to get attacked. So it goes along with pretty privilege. Obviously, pretty privilege is a thing. We know this. We know there's a lot of pros to that. But there's also a bad side that nobody talks about. And I'm going to talk about my experience as a woman. Like I said, this topic is very difficult to talk about because if you know, you know. And if you don't know, you're probably going to try to attack me, my personality. You're just going to say a bunch of bullshit, which I'm expecting.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't talk about it often. So, through my experience, I don't have many girlfriends, and it's something that I've really struggled with for a long time, and I've never
really
understood.
I think that's sad.
That she doesn't have girlfriends?
Yeah, I mean, at 21, I had tons of friends. Like, I had like a million friends all through my 20s and 30s. Now I have less now because I hate everybody. But back then when I wanted friends, I had lots and lots of friends. I mean, I think it's really sad for any girl to not have a lot of support.
I don't think people aren't your friends because you're gorgeous. I think they're not your friends because you're a nightmare.
Why?
Well, listen to her story.
Honestly, all through school and then even up until college was really the hardest point for me, but girls will always be like, oh my gosh, I love you so much, you're so gorgeous, we're gonna hang out, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, and the time comes around and I always am left out.
They never invite her.
Talked about poorly, like behind my back, and it never makes sense because I'm always like
You're a nightmare.
So kind, so genuine.
No, I'll tell you why. It's because at that age, girls are interested in boys. You know. Listen, think of it like this. You're a senior in college, right? You get invited to all the frat parties or all the parties, and there's a boy you like, and you're a regular average looking girl, but you bring this gorgeous friend of yours. You know, who are the guys going to be interested in? You, little tiny average looking you? Or your big, tall,
she's
gorgeous friend.
She's not going to get all the guys at the party. She's going to get one guy at the party, and the other guys will come up and talk to you because you're with a hot chick. She can't fuck everybody at the party.
And it's like, obviously, that happens enough.
She's a nightmare, and people don't want to hang out with her.
Okay, what the f*** is going on? I'm honestly completely confident that it has nothing to do with my personality at all.
Mm-hmm. That's what Cooper says. That's exactly what Cooper says.
So,
it's not my personality. It can't be.
Before anyone tries me. So specifically in college, I would like go home and I would tell like my family about it. And I'd be like, this is so hard for me. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Like, I'm super like outgoing for the most part, especially around girls. And like, I love to like.
This is impossible to date girl 101 right here.
Empower women.
What do you mean? What's wrong with her?
There's a lot.
Just being a like, we love being. You know what I'm saying? In a good way.
She's a lot because
so,
she
like
likes
I
makeup.
Said, I'd come home from college on the weekends because I'd have absolutely nothing to do.
So what does a guy want? Some schlubby girl like me that doesn't wear any makeup and doesn't care about her hair? No, she cares about the way
so,
she
like,
looks. That's
my
not
mom and my family members, like some of them,
not her
me,
fault.
Like, Harry, it's so obvious, and I'm like, well, tell me because I'm missing something. It's not.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, it's
on.
Girl Ari, it's your age. Once you get older, girls will stop being threatened by you because they all have their own thing going on.
No, I don't believe that at all. I think it gets worse the older you get because now the 40-year-old woman thinks you're going to steal her husband.
And they're like, you don't.
Well, she's not going to hang out with 40-year-olds. She's 21.
When she's 40, she will. I'm saying it's not going to get easier the older she gets.
So they start telling me like, Ari,
nah, that's not true.
People don't like to not be the prettiest person in the room. And I'm like, what are you literally talking about? Because that's not something I think about. I'm like, all pretty. I love women. Like, everyone's a bad bitch in their own way. And they're like,
yeah, she's saying everyone's like, a bad bitch in their own way. And all women are beautiful.
Intimidate people. And like,
it's easy for you to say when you're the bitch. It's just like, I have friends that are really skinny and they're like, it sucks being skinny. I'm like, no, it doesn't suck.
I can't eat meat, meat, and I don't gain any weight. You know what? Put mayonnaise on a pizza. You'll gain weight like that. Follow me for a day and eat what I eat. Eat what I do when I do. You'll be just fine.
Like, there's no way.
I'm sorry. Like, I wish that I was Ari's age right now because I'd call her and be like, girl, we're hanging out. Because here's what I did. See, I was smart. I would seek out girls like her. I'd be like, okay, I want the hottest girl in the room next to me. I'm taking her leftovers. Like, this is going to be awesome. Like, like I had two best friends in college. One of them was my girlfriend, Cheryl, who literally looks like Grace Kelly. I can't think of anybody else younger or more like our generation because she actually looked like Grace Kelly. Like she heard that all the time from like everybody, every age. Hmm. Gorgeous. She had like this little 18 inch waist. She was stunning. And then I had my girlfriend, Kathy, who had like this rocking body. She was really beautiful and she was an athlete and had this like ridiculous body. And then there was like, you know, little dumpy me. And I was like, this is great because they attract all the guys mm-hmm. and anyone that they don't want. Like, I take the runoff. It was awesome. It was perfect.
Yeah, because they can't date everybody.
Right.
Guys aren't right. Guys going to come up to you at a bar because you're with a hot chick. Right. And they think they can get that hot chick. You're going to get runoff.
Right. They were the shiny keys. And I would be like, step aside, ladies. Hi, I'm Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Then they see the hot chick walk away with their hot friend and they go, oh, God, I'm left with this one. Hi, I'm Frank. Nice to meet you. Buy you a beer.
Oh, God. What choice do you have, Frank? It's you and me. That's all well, you got left.
I'm hoping Sheila will drop that guy and figure out that he really is an asshole and come back over here because you're here. So screw it. I'll buy you a beer.
No. And, you know, she should have been seeking out other beautiful girls. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I noticed it was very much like it was very mean girls at my school. You know, I went to University of Maryland. And it was very mean girls, like the pretty girls all hung out together. The regular looking girls all hung out together. I was like, no, I'm not going to hang out with you regular people. I'm not going to get laid if I hang out with you idiots.
Yeah,
I went and I mean, literally, I inserted myself in. I always punched up. I always like was way out of my league everywhere I went. You know, that's the beauty of being a narcissist is that. You think you're better than you actually are. So you insert yourself in these situations that you have no business being in whatsoever.